Mobile. I4J, go ahead. K4WCL.
WZM, this is NY4G.
Name here is John, Juliet Oscar Hotel, November. Mobile in Pickens, just north of the city, going up 178. How you doing today?
Well, good afternoon to you. Now, name here is Ariel, A-R-I-E-L, Alfa Romeo, India, Echo Lima. Call sign, again, is November Yankee, 4 Golf. I'm mobile in TR, headed to Greer, and then on to Malden. I'm headed down 253.
Nice to meet you, Ariel. I'm just heading up 178 here. We got a place up here in northern Pickens County. Our weekend getaway from the Atlanta suburbs where we live during the week. And we've been down in Easley today doing a little shopping, getting a little lunch. So, do know the Malden area a little bit. My company has a branch location there I've been to several times. So, very good. You plan on operating any winter field day today?
Hey, John, no. We typically, as a club, only operate the summer field day, the ARL field day, and that'll be in June, of course. I guess winter field day is... When is winter field day exactly anyway, John?
Going on as we speak, I believe. I think it started at 2 o'clock, and I believe it runs till noon tomorrow, maybe 2 o'clock tomorrow. The club that I belong to, the Lanierland Amateur Radio Club in the Gainesville, Georgia area, has put together a pretty good group of guys. I think they plan on being out there, keeping three stations on the air for the duration. I will operate under my own call sign, very casually. You know, if I make 100, 150 contacts, operating is, you know, the designation for winter field day. Winter field day is not actually a ARRL sanctioned event. So I think the classifications are I, India, for inside. O, Oscar, for outdoors. And I forget what the other ones are, but I'll be operating for sure 100% One India with heat. Hi.
So that's the exchange. It's just a signal report and India or Oscar?
I don't even think it's a signal report. I think it's like field day. Your ARRL section, maybe, or your state. I'll have to look at the contest calendar. But I believe it's like I'll be One India, Sugar Charlie. And, but you can pull up, I forget who puts that contest calendar up. There's probably more than one on the internet, but it'll show you what the exchange is. And I always enjoy working it. I have a lot of respect for those guys. Sitting out there in 20-degree weather tonight, I know our location, they think they have one of the stations in a cabin at the park they're set up at. But I believe the other two stations are going to be outdoors under a pavilion. I do believe the pavilion has a large fireplace, so they will have some heat source. But as far as the exchange, I believe it's, if you're operating from home, it'll be One India, South Carolina.
Roger that, John, NY4G. Anyway, I'm familiar with operating outside in the wintertime. I've done plenty of summits on the air activations where we hike up to mountain summits and take our radio gear with us. That's a lot of fun for me, too. I enjoy that very much. NY4G Mobile.
VCL. Well, I do not do Sprite soda. Not to say I'm against it. I do have a little portable station that I built about a year ago. A lot of my friends back in Georgia are avid POTA guys. I'd say probably 8 of them or so. A lot of them are running ICOM 705s, running QRP. A couple have a 705 with an amplifier. I've got an FT-857 in a go box with some other doodads. And I tried to activate Table Rock State Park last summer sometime, and I had an issue. I was using a ham stick with some radials, and I had an issue with something. I couldn't figure out what was wrong, but I could not get a decent enough SWR on 40 or 20 to be able to make the activation. And I had tested the radio out with the ham stick in front of our house up here about a month before, and it worked perfectly. It was actually the weekend of the ARRL SSB Worldwide Contest. And I made, at least a dozen or so contacts down into South America and the Caribbean on it. But when I actually tried to activate a park, it did not work. So I have kind of put that whole project on the shelf. I think I'm going to try an NFED, a half-wave NFED, next time I give it a whirl. Back to you, Ariel. K4WCL.
Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, Bubble. QT, the Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango. Hello there, Rusty. So here you guys talking about mobile rigs and thing, mobile outfits and things like that. So I just thought I'd throw my call in and hadn't talked to you in a while, Ariel. How's things going?
Headed down to the Woodworkers Guild in Malden right now. And John's also on the other end, K4WCL. We were talking about POTA and also about Winter Field Day. I might check out what the goings-on are on Winter Field Day. Just a minute. Maybe just have a few QSOs just for fun.
Try to jump in on that and do some Winter Field Day contact, provide some anyway myself. And I'll hopefully here in the next couple of months I'll be able to move my rig that's in the house out to the car for a portable, for a mobile rig, and get me another one to go in the house. W2T Mobile, John, go ahead.
Rusty, I've heard you on here before. I don't think I've ever spoke to you before. I'm only in the area on weekends, and a couple months ago I decided to start getting a little bit more active on some of the repeaters up here, since we will be moving up here in a couple of years, so I'd like to get to know some guys. I do know a couple of hams up here, but not a whole lot. But good to make your acquaintance here. And I'm going to make this my final. I'm pulling into our development. Got a few groceries to unload, and I may go down to the shack and twist the knobs a little bit, make a few contacts. I'll probably operate a little 40 and 75 phone tonight. I always like to make, a handful of contacts. If I can make 100, I'll be happy. So, Ariel, over to you. Nice to meet you. I don't think we've talked before. The call sign does not sound familiar. But we'll look for you guys again either tomorrow or next weekend. We do come up here every weekend, and that's not an exaggeration. Got to get away from the Atlanta suburbs, especially where we live. It's gotten, used to be fairly country. Let me let it recycle.
To meet your acquaintance, John. I also run every fifth Saturday the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. We have a net at 9 p.m. and we run that every day, 365 days a year. A bunch of folks check in, and it's a good group. Good to meet you, and have a good afternoon. Go ahead, Rusty.
Hey,
area, and if you're down that way, you get on the computer, look up 3905 CharlieCharlieNovember.OscarRomeoGolf. That's a sideband club I belong to, and we work a lot of bands and a lot of nets, and we can give you sideband, CW, PSK, Ritty, all those different brands of work modes. So check us out. Have a good one, John. Go ahead.
Sounds good, guys. I'm about 30 seconds from the house here, so let me go ahead and sign and keep the FCC happy. Kilo 4 Whiskey Charlie Lima, 7-3.
Rusty, haven't talked to you in a while. Well, I haven't been on 2 meters in a long time because I just got this antenna I put on the truck a couple of days ago. And so I'm back on 2 meters.
Well, I got a 2 meter rig in the shack, but I don't do a lot of 2 meter at home. Don't know why, I just do a lot of HF. And since I've been doing a little bit of all the different modes, you know. In fact, I actually broke down and did a little bit of FT8 yesterday for about 5 contacts, and then I got a phone call and couldn't get back to it. But I call nets, and of course I call a South Carolina single sideband net every other Thursday, so that takes that, you know, puts that into the scheme of things. And call nets for the Century Club nets. I do 40-meter nets for them and 75-meter nets for them and 20-meter nets for them, so I get on there quite often. And been doing a lot of barbershop singing, so that's keeping me busy there too. And got a new job with some barbershoppers, taking a new position in the local chapter, but I've also got a position with our district, which is North and South Carolina make up our district. And I plan all of our conventions, and I'm working on 3 of them right now. One in this spring, one next fall, one the following spring, and then I'll be working on the one the following fall. So I gotta get ahead of the game, as they say. So that's what's been keeping me busy. What kind of woodworking you been up to lately?
Well, I just finished a power station, which is an inverter with a battery bank, lithium iron phosphate. It's for my well shed, and tested it yesterday. And the enclosure is made out of wood. The battery holders are made out of wood, and sort of a cart dolly type deal that holds the inverter on top. That's project number one, and I'm gonna try to make some grow lights for my wife's gardening. So that'll be like a stack of 4 levels with LED lights on seedlings. So that'll be the next project. Back to you, Rusty. NY4G Mobile.
Roger, on the power source, I saw that I saw the pictures that were you posted on the club to the club's reflector. So I was looking at them. Oh, I guess it was this morning. I was looking at them, and it was either this morning or last night. Good job on that, and it looks like it'll do a whole lot. And sounds like you're planning on bringing it out, taking it out to the Bars Field Day.
We can operate the entire field day just on battery power with that thing.
It looks like it. A lot of work to be done there. Well, here in the next week or so, I got to get up to the wire man and pick me up some copper clad steel wire, 276 feet of it, and take my loop down, my full 80 meter loop down, and then replace it with the solid wire instead of the stranded that is up there, which is broken about at least 4 times or 5 times since I put it up. So it's much shorter than its original starting length. So not tuning up on 160 real good like it used to at a half wave. And I got a 160 inverted L that I want to get up, and just don't have a shooter to shoot it up in the air with there, Ariel. W2T Mobile.
NY4G Mobile. Rusty, I'm going to be scratchy here in this section. I'm going to lose the line of sight to the repeater. So if you wait maybe 30 seconds or a minute, I should be clear of it. So I'm probably picket fencing right now. Back to you, Rusty, NY4G Mobile.
I'm getting in. You are a little scratchy, but you're perfectly readable. Not a problem. I'm headed over towards Duncan myself, our barbershop chapter, the local chapter. We're having an installation of officers and a banquet, an awards banquet tonight. And we're doing that in a little place that's over here on 290, just off of 85. And I'm headed that way, so that's where I'm headed now. And, you know, that's one of the things doing. So just keeping myself busy around here, you know.
I didn't get much of that because of the line of sight problem. I don't know if you can hear me on this end. Back to you, Rusty. That's if you can hear me. NY4G Mobile.
Oh, I got you. I was in a little bit of a wonky spot, too. But I got everything you said. Now, I was just telling you, I'm on my way to an officer's installation and awards banquet for my barbershop chapter tonight. And then got to do some work on antennas over the next couple of weeks. And it would have been nice to work outside today if it hadn't been for the blooming wind. Ariel, W2T Mobile.
NY4G Mobile, Rusty, I should have line of sight back to the repeater.
Oh yeah, you're back to being full cycle there, not a problem. And I'm just traveling over here on the Moore Duncan Highway on 290, headed up into almost to Duncan, but not quite there yet, all the way into town.
Let's say great for a radio check. Either you guys copy me?
I got mine. You got yours, Gene? W2T.
Yeah, Rusty. Thank you for coming back. I just finished a goat box. I've been working on this thing for 3 days. Got batteries in it. Three 12-volt batteries, 7 amp-hour batteries, which makes 21 amp-hours. And a charger inside it, and so it'll work on batteries only or AC. It's a right nice thing. I just finished it a few minutes ago, and I just put the antenna connector on it to see if it works, so I appreciate it.
Fine, Gene, not a problem. And I'm mobile out here, so yeah, you're doing a good job getting in. W2T.
Oh, Roger, thank you a million. I'm about to freeze to death, so I'm going to close this thing up and go inside. I've been working outside. Of course, my goodness, something just blew up in my... Ooh, what in the world was that? That wasn't my rig.
Hopefully not. All right, we'll catch you later, Gene. I'm getting into some traffic, so let me use two hands on the wheel now. W2T Mobile.
I think it was a battery, come to think of it.
Catch you later, Gene. I'm into traffic, and let me get both hands back on the wheel. W2T clear.
Roger, send the surgeon. Thanks a lot, W4T. Stay clear.